Thursday, this week, the 15th of November, is World Acupuncture Day. What do people say about acupuncture? Well, we've been out on the streets and we've been finding out. So let's have a listen.
Do you know what acupuncture is? And could you describe what it is to me?
Needles and to relieve stress.
Okay. Have you ever had it before?
No.
No? Is it something you would have?
Maybe. I think it starts allowing things to flow through your body better.
Yes, it's the relief of pain by putting needles in you.
Yeah.
Something like that it is, yes.
Acupuncture is where they use tiny needles on different pressure points in the body to alleviate stress or pain or...
I had an appointment for it before and I ended up having to cancel for various reasons, but I'm not really scared of it. I do think it probably works.
No.
No. No.
So what would scare you about it?
Needles.
The needles and the holes.
Acupuncture is where they put needles into various parts to relieve pressure and to relieve stress and pain.
Yes. And would it be something that you would have?
I've had it, yeah.
And what was it for and how was it?
I had it for my back and it worked.
Really?
I don't know if it's psychological, but it did work. Yeah, it seemed to work.
Wow.
But it took it over a few months, though.
So would it be something you'd ever recommend for people?
Yes, definitely, yeah. Wow.
I'm joined by Matt from Matt Simons Acupuncture from 212 Ripon Road in Harrogate. Any surprises in there?
No, not really. I mean, we do get the question of what size are the needles, where do they go, and what do they feel like. They're very, very fine, very, very small needles, and we choose them into acupuncture points around the body, which they've been sort of researched and developed over thousands of years. Both Western and Eastern medicine has looked at them.
So it's quite an important thing in this conversation then that the needles aren't a thing really, are they?
No.
Let's actually have a little focus on what acupuncture can do and what kind of conditions it can help with. And there's quite a long list here, isn't there, Matt?
There is, yes. From my own practice, I've treated various conditions ranging from sort of grumbly tummies right the way through to helping with chronic osteoarthritis and other sort of long-term conditions right the way through to the really acute, I fell over and hurt my ankle last week, is there anything you can do? In my own practice, I've found that it works wonderfully for treating most things out there, but the sort of most sort of researched areas that there is some really good evidence coming through and we're really making really good progress in is pain, so acute pain, chronic pain, and particularly of sort of the lower back, tension headaches, migraines, all of that. It's working fantastically well.
People with mental health conditions like anxiety and depression have been helped by acupuncture. Obviously, it doesn't work for everybody, but where it does, why does it work for those kind of conditions?
It's fantastic for... there's a long... I always treat the root of the cause, so appointments are always... I try and leave... It's a minimum of an hour. So that we can talk through everything and it really gets to the bottom of what's happening with the conditions and how you're feeling and everything else. And also the environment in the clinic is very, very safe, very relaxing. And once the needles are in place, you hardly feel them as they go in. And once they're in there, they're designed to just help you relax, unwind, and also just limit some of those. Because a lot of people suffer, particularly with the anxiety, of a lot of thoughts floating around very, very quickly or anything like that. And it's fantastic just for helping either talking through those sort of what thought processes are happening, but also being able to have that little bit of time just to switch off, relax, and it's really beneficial for people with sort of anxiety, depression, and mental health.
Okay, well, Thursday is World Acupuncture Day. I'm sure you've all got it in your calendars. So this is backed by the World Health Organization. So it is going to be out there. You'll probably see it on social media and it'll probably be on your radar now you've heard this conversation. So, Matt, you've decided to do something for St. Michael's Hospice, which we all know is a fantastic organization and needs our support. So tell us what you're doing for World Acupuncture Day.
Well, on World Acupuncture Day, the British Acupuncture Council, along with the World Health Organization, are holding a conference down in Paris. It runs for 3 days, but on the Thursday is the first World Acupuncture Day. And closer to home in Harrogate, I'm running a charity day. So I'm offering £20 taster sessions for anyone that wants to come in, try acupuncture, see what it's like, actually experience having a few acupuncture points put in, seeing what it's all about, experiencing what it can do for them and how it can help them, and just come down and have a bit of a conversation. The little half hour appointments, but all the proceeds from those appointments are going towards St. Michael's to help them carry on doing what they're doing.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for telling us all about it, and we wish you the very best of luck for Thursday, World Acupuncture Day. And for people to get in touch and book their appointments, what's the best way to do that?
They can either, I've got a website, which has got email address, telephone number, and any of those options are perfect way to get in touch and can arrange an appointment for you.
Okay, what we'll do, so it's easy to remember, is we will put Matt's website on our website. So if you go to Stray FM's website, you will find all the details there. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem.